The Utah Sheriff's Association says they will not enforce federal gun laws they see as unconstitutional. Air quality warnings are absent from UDOT signs, and people across the Salt Lake Valley spend their day serving others to honor Martin Luther King. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Tuesday, January 22nd. I'm Brian Grimmett.
From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Dan Bomas. The Utah Sheriff's Association has written a letter to President Barack Obama warning that its members will not enforce gun laws that they believe are unconstitutional. Summit County Sheriff Dave Edmonds is president of the Utah Sheriff's Association. He says the administration has made it clear it wants more gun regulations, although he believes nothing about the president's current proposal is unconstitutional.
But we think it's certainly plausible that they may do that in the future, and because of that, we preemptively wanted to make sure that he and Congress and anyone else involved in the discussion understood that we are constitutional officers and that we're not going to enforce unconstitutional measures.
One name conspicuously absent from that letter is Salt Lake County Sheriff Jim Winder. Winder says the idea that there is a unilateral action on the part of the president to have federal law enforcement officials or others descend on the state and take away firearms is not what he perceives as occurring. He says he was not asked to sign the letter, nor would he.
I want to be part of a conversation about stopping violence. And I think it has to include much of what the president has proposed in terms of mental health and additional officers, etc. Well, what I hope we don't get into is a situation where Utah or some other state refuses to engage in comprehensive dialogue.
Last week, the president unveiled a list of proposed measures in an effort to reduce gun violence in the country, and it included reinstating and strengthening the federal assault weapons ban, which ended in 2004. It also calls for an end on gun violence, or for an end to the freeze on gun violence research. Two events that attract tens of thousands of visitors are taking place this week, the Sundance Film Festival and the Outdoor Retailers Winter Show. Some activist groups are wondering if there's an effort to avoid drawing attention to the state's unhealthy air quality while they're in town. Cherise Udell with Utah Moms for Clean Air has been hearing from other activists about the variable message signs at freeway locations around the Wasatch Front. They'll often carry messages about avoiding unnecessary driving during inversion periods, but not over the past few weeks. She says bad air periods really are the best time to reach people with that message.
When the air is clean, we have blue skies, people are not as interested in the air quality message, obviously, because it's not as pertinent to them. When we start having this shroud of misery layered over our city in the form of an inversion, then people are very interested in hearing about air quality and about what they can do.
John Gleason with the Utah Department of Transportation says they try to keep the message boards fresh even when the air is not.
We roll out the air quality alerts at the initial stages of an inversion, but we don't keep them up indefinitely because we don't want people to start tuning out the messages or ignoring them altogether.
Gleason says there's been no effort to change the freeway signs during Sundance or the Outdoor Retailers Show.
Members of the Salt Lake City Council and newly elected Salt Lake County Mayor Ben McAdams joined volunteers to give a helping hand at the Utah Food Bank yesterday. The event was part of a day of service honoring the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
It's kind of hard, but it's fun. We've been kicking the boxes around, pretending like we're playing soccer. And everyone's in a good mood because we're all hyped up on coffee and donuts, so.
That's Laurel Condi. She's one of the more than 100 volunteers here at the Utah Food Bank, sorting and packing canned food into empty boxes. She says that beyond just having fun, the opportunity to serve helps her grow.
I think service is very important. I think it builds character and it helps people be more equal.
Among the many other volunteers are Salt Lake County Mayor Ben McAdams and a few of his children. He says he doesn't know of a better way to honor the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. than by serving others.
There are people in this community who are needy, and if we're blessed in a way that we are able to give back, what better way to give back with time and money and whatever means we have to contribute.
Salt Lake City Council members Carlton Christensen and Kyle Amalfa also participated. It's the 12th year that Salt Lake City has joined with the Utah Food Bank to celebrate Martin Luther King Day.
West Valley City Mayor Mike Winder participated in his city's first ever multi-denominational church service yesterday in observance of Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. Members of Granger Christian Church in West Valley invited Winder to speak along with members of other area churches. Winder says as the leader of the most ethnically and religiously diverse city in Utah, he wants to continue Dr. King's legacy of judging others not by their outward characteristics, but rather by the content of their character.
And I want to broaden that to talk not only about race, but about if someone is physically handicapped or any other disability or other outward appearances that we may prejudge on. I think we sell ourselves short as a community when we prejudge people. And Dr. King's legacy is alive and well, and we want to continue towards that dream.
Pastor Vanetta Golfin Wilk said the service is in keeping with the mission and message of her church, which is to promote community and work together.
The Idaho legislature may be ready to follow Utah in demanding the federal government cede title to its public lands in the state. Utah and Arizona approved measures last year demanding the federal government give up control of millions of acres of public land. Utah's measure became law when it was signed by Governor Gary Herbert. But Arizona Governor Jan Brewer vetoed a similar bill. Yesterday in Boise, Utah State Representative Ken Ivory told an Idaho legislative committee that the issue is about economic self-reliance. He says the federal government didn't keep its promise to liquidate title to public lands when Idaho and Utah became states, as it did in other states such as North Dakota. Conservation groups plan to oppose the bill, saying it puts some of Idaho's most special places at risk. Family and supporters of Danielle Willard plan a demonstration outside West Valley City's hall this afternoon, demanding police release details of their investigation. Willard was shot and killed by two West Valley officers November 2nd as she sat in her car outside the apartment building where she lived. Salt Lake Tribune reports the West Valley Police Department hasn't yet turned over its report on her death to the Salt Lake County District Attorney. A car crashed into Dickie's barbecue pit in St. George on Saturday and hit a table where six people were sitting. Two people were taken to the hospital, but no one appeared to be seriously hurt. The driver of the Lexus told police he was slowing for a stop at the restaurant, but hit the gas pedal instead of the brake. And finally, the same group that was urging Mormon women to wear pants to church a few weeks ago was asking the leaders of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints to let women lead prayers at General Conference. Women have often given talks during the church's conferences twice a year, but none have yet given opening or closing prayers. A church spokesperson says a decision has been made on that question, but it hasn't yet been made public. And that is your KUER News Pod for Tuesday, January 22nd. For the latest news and updates from around the state, check out our new free smartphone app that you can download for your iPhone or Android device. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.